If your reels are taking ages to make, it's almost certainly because you're not creating a script. Not doing so is like setting off on a car journey without a map or sat nav. You're bound to get lost. You're listening to the Courageous Content Podcast. I'm Janet Murray, and I love helping coaches, creatives, and entrepreneurs create super engaging content that generates leads and sales for their businesses. No one starts a business and just knows how to create engaging content. It's a skill that has to be learned and practiced. And there's always something new to learn, no matter how long you've been in business. And I know running an online business can feel messy. Perfectionism, fear, self-doubt, and other mindset stuff can stop you showing up online in the way that's best for you. So you'll get help with that too. Ready to get courageous with your content? Let's get started. Instagram Reels are fun, but they can take a hell of a lot of time to create. Here's three tips to help you create more Instagram Reels in less time. And these tips work for TikTok too. Number one, create a content schedule. Most people plan to create far too much content. Then they run out of steam after a few days. And guess what? I created a reel about it.
How many times a week should you post on social media to grow your business? 4 styles of content, 4 days a week. You can take a rest day and weekends off. If you want to do more, great. As long as you're consistent, 4 styles of content, 4 days a week is fine.
The 4 styles of content I'd recommend are educate, share a tip or idea that gives your client or customer a quick win. News and trends, share breaking news, for example, a new app, feature or tool that's relevant to your audience, or share your opinion on a topical issue. Inspire, share an inspiring story about your own or a client's success. Community, ask a question that will help you get to know your audience better. Tip number 2, script your reels. If your reels are taking ages to make, it's almost certainly because you're not creating a script. Not doing so is like setting off on a car journey without a map or sat nav. You're bound to get lost. I script all of my Instagram reels, regardless of whether I'm talking to camera or doing a trend. I use the script to add captions, vital for accessibility and because most people watch with the sound turned down. I turn the script into an Instagram post to go alongside the reel. If I'm talking to camera, I film each section separately, changing the angle for each short line. You have to keep things pacey on video, otherwise people lose interest. And scripting out first helps me make sure each clip isn't too long. I tried to change something about every 5 seconds. I made a tutorial episode on how to create Instagram Reels, including how to script Reels. I'll link to it in the show notes. Tip number 3, batch your Reels. Yes, I did publish a podcast on why you don't have to batch your content. I'll link to that in the show notes as well. But I didn't say batching was a bad thing. What I actually said was, if it works for you, so if recording a week's worth of Reels or TikToks on one day works for you, great. But there's more than one way to batch your content. For example, making 3 versions of the same video. So there are questions that come up again and again from my audience, like, how many times a day should I post on social media? Or should I worry if someone unsubscribes from my email list? I'm sure you have those common questions too. A clever way to batch is to pick one of those questions for your topic and create multiple reels on the same topic. So for example, you could record one version with you talking to camera straight from your script. You could record a second version pointing at words on the screen and using a trending sound. You could record a 2-way conversation, 2 characters discussing the topic. You could record another version that involved lip syncing or a voiceover. When it comes to publishing that content, you will need to spread it over a number of weeks or months, but it's great to have some ready-made reels, especially in an emergency if you're sick or you need to take some time off. I hope you found these tips useful. If you'd like to connect with me over on Instagram, I'm at Jan Murray UK. I'd love to hear what you thought of these tips. Would you like to grow your audience on social media? Head over to janetmurray.co.uk/audience to take my 60-second audience growth quiz. Find out the steps you need to take to build your online audience and your sales. You'll get a detailed report with actionable tips tried and tested with hundreds of my clients from both product and service-based businesses, so you can start creating super engaging content to attract your ideal clients today. Thanks for listening to the Courageous Content Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or share the episode on social media. That way, more people can benefit from the free tips and strategies I share. And be sure to tag me in when you do. I'm at Jan Murray on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.